revival.
We gotta get prepared.
Yes. Yeah. Like I told you, my brother-in-law, because I told him I'm coming. He done told us he's coming in a revival like this. So everybody that's waiting on it gonna be in expectation. Okay, we're gonna go to part four. That was part two we was talking about. We're gonna go to part four, which talk about the new blessing of the next move of God. Not only the move of God, the move of God is gonna bring our character back.
Amen.
Because you can have gifts. Gifts can take you places, but your character will keep you there. And that's what we saw about the new, about the early church. It says on the day of Pentecost that like coals of fire was on their tongue, in their mouth. And that's the same experience that Isaiah had.
Isaiah and Jeremiah.
Isaiah had that same, Isaiah had already told the Lord, listen, I walk among unclean people. I see unclean people every day, and you know, and I need help. And I said, we can take care of this. Let's just get a coal off the fire and put it in Isaiah's mouth.
And before that happened, he couldn't understand nothing they were saying.
He couldn't understand nothing they were saying, but once they put that coal on there,
he knew exactly what they were saying.
He knew. I mean, he looked down through 42 generations. He was called the eagle-eyed prophet. I mean, and God,
I'm looking for that.
God is going to bring the church back to holiness.
Amen.
Her character. The church is going to have God character.
Yes.
And so we're concluding out of time, but that's the backdrop of that. Y'all got it? That it's going to be a revival that you need to proclaim it every day. Lord, I thank you that you're going to pour out your spirit upon my sons and daughters. Amen. And if you ain't got no sons and daughters, claim somebody else.
Amen.
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 And when you see them on TV acting a fool, God's going to pour spirit out. I mean, the TV prophesied to us, but we don't prophesy back to it.
Amen. That's
we
right.
Just sit there and say, oh, my shame. Oh, again. Prophesy. God's going to pour his spirit out. That won't be.
Yes, amen.
I'm going to let you like this. God's going to pour us with God is, a great army is rising.
Amen.
We don't come in agreement with what you're saying. When you say, oh, pitiful, all this, you're coming in agreement. You're saying, God don't have the power. God doesn't. I know it does make you feel, you know, bad and stuff like that. But we got to open up our mouth and prophesy.
Amen.
To the dry bones. Prophesy to them. Say what you want the word of God to say to them. The next move of God is a divine revelation of a coming revival. And it's going to be all of what we said. And we're going to prepare, be ready for it. And we're going to prophesy, we're going to proclaim it. And this is going to change the character of the church. Okay, let me tell you, the early church character was changed. When it went down to a city where the whole city had turned to God, and Simon said, can I buy this?
Yes.
If he had asked these days preachers now, they would have said, yeah, let me sack it up. You know, you can get this for $5,000. And, you know, he saw something so magnificent, he was willing to buy it.
Yes,
Peter said, you better hope God didn't kill you and strike you down. You better pray real. God is going to kill you for even trying to. And he was like, oh, please pray for me. Please. I didn't mean it. I thought I could buy it because I done bought things, you know. He said, no, not in this government you can't. You can't do
yes,
it that way.
Ma'am. It's not the Holy Ghost.
It's not for sale.
Hey, I just
want to
finish with the end of the book.
Okay, go ahead and say it loud.
I'm not saying every word she wrote, but I'm just saying the end.
Uh-huh.
It is time to behold Jesus.
Uh-huh.
As the Holy Spirit works to revive and restore believers, we're going to see the church triumphant, rise and face her enemies victoriously. This is the revealed destiny of God's people. Jesus, the head of the church, declares, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Move back, gates of hell. Here comes the church.
Go ahead.
Oh, just one quick revelation. Uh-huh. You know, Scripture says that the heavens themselves declare the glory of God.
Amen.
And He just gave me this vision of, you know, they're finding habitable planets every day. But habitable planets have to be in what they call the Goldilocks zone. Too far out, it's too cold. Too close to the sun, the atmosphere and the water will boil off. We have to stay in our Goldilocks zone. That's the place where there is life can grow. We have to, as my old pastor used to say, stay in your lane. We have to stay.
Let me say this real quick, and I'm going to say it real fast because y'all really need to know this. Let me tell y'all, we had our focus wrong. We got to focus on a man that's going to make America great. But we got to get our focus back on God.
Amen. Yes.
God is going to make America great again.
Right.
You know what? America was God's idea, not me.
Yes.
It was God's idea. And He's going to make it great again.
Amen.
When we take our focus off man and put it on Him.
Amen.
Say, God, do it again. Make it, because God needs somebody to partner with to get this gospel out.
Yes.
But staying in.
But God
is circle.
That's right.
But God is going to make her great again. Let me tell you. It was a lady in foreign country when America was in her infancy state. The foreign country was just wondering, why is she growing so? And how is she accomplishing so much? So they sent this lady over here to study it out. And so she studied. She went to grand places. They took her to great places. She saw great things. But she says, only when I went into the house of God.
Amen.
Into the sanctuary. I found out what made America great.
Amen.
So she took the report back to him. It was God. It's God that's making America great and moving so fast.
Amen.
And God would do it again.
Yes.
When we put our eyes on Him.
Amen.
And said, do it again, God. He's able to make America great. Not man. Not man. Do we work with Him? Do we pray for those in leadership? Yes. But remember, who did I say really rude? Those folks that pray. If you pray, are you the one that's really rude?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he told the church. Pray for those that are in leadership. Pray for them. But we've got our eyes on man. Man is going to make America great. Not with no way. Only God is able to make her great again. The lady said, only when I went into the sanctuary, I found out what made America so great. It is God. She took her report back and said, it's God that made. Father, we ask that you rest upon these people as they leave and that they will remember the next move of God is in them, and out of their belly is going to flow rivers of living water. It's going to flow. It won't be stopped up, and nothing's going to be able to stop it up. God is going to pull the switch, and we're going to flow in the Holy Ghost. The next move of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is one time thing for the next move of God. Now, our next book is going to be The Authority of the Believer. We meet again in September. No, we just did snapshots.
She's teaching us to read books.
This is a book club. This is just to introduce you. You know what this class is for? It's just to advance you. It gives you advance. We're coming in alignment with the kingdom of God for the next move of God. We're coming in alignment. Oh, you get ready to come every Sunday. Now, it's once a month, and